Okay. Well, so we're about at the 30-minute mark. How long can I have you for, Tristan?
I'm all yours.
Oh, dang. Welcome back to Mr. Cack and Me. I'm still Mr. Cack, and now I'm still back with Trista, and we're going to do us another episode of this. And this is going to be so exciting, Trista, because now I have so many new random questions and tangents to go on about. I mean, just last week, wink, we were talking about personality type zodiacs and Silver Dollar City. So, I mean, we really ran a gamut there of interesting conversations. But now, Trista, we've had the deep, meaningful conversations about what makes Trista. And let's talk about some of the superficial shit. Trista, I'm going to say things that I think other people have already told you. But I would say that you're still relatively, right, attractive. Would you consider yourself attractive?
I would say I've had a glow up more so now than before.
I agree, Trista. I think you've marched into your 30s a lot better than the rest of us have kind of stumbled into this shit, if we're just being completely honest. I do think you have, I mean, that Instagram, it seems like maybe Trista's dabbling with trying to get some attention on there.
Hey, I'm a single lady in my 30s. I do what I can.
Live it. Live it, Trista. I'm never here to judge that.
I'll post that thirst trap if I want to.
Is there any, like, you know, I am not judgmental at all because I'm doing a podcast that's basically my mental thirst trap. Is there anything where, like, oh, hey, you know, I post that picture on there. What if, like, someone legitimately, I imagine you receive a lot of comments from anything that you post. But, like, if anyone actually came to you and was like, hey, we like that look, would you mind doing this for us? Would you ever consider doing some work like that?
You know, it's always a consideration, but I also have a hard time trusting people, and I don't believe anything anyone says. Like, when they send stuff like that, I'm like, okay, cool. Like,
yeah. No, I totally agree. And, like, the more that you hear stories about, like, the Me Too movement, like, when it came out, like, yes, there was the big pieces, but there's some of that smaller stuff where it's like, man, everything's just super predatory when it comes to females online. Like, I don't know how you trust anything.
and then all the crime docs, like, there's, like, zero trust.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're very well aware of, like, hey, let's meet up. Was like, no, let's not.
What's your license plate number? I've texted all my friends, my location. Like, they know everything. They know who your family is. I've already done the dirt work.
But yeah, so like if some company reached out to you, like a legitimate company, and you were able to verify, like the person asking was like doing that, you would feel comfortable potentially. So it's not necessarily modeling as much as it is like social influencing on their behalf. Is that something that you would be willing to potentially look into doing or doing if it?
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, I'm already on there like posting stuff. Why wouldn't I like get a little reimbursement for that?
Yep. No, gosh, who was I talking to? Ricky. Which, I mean, at this point in time, me and Ricky talking about this topic probably wasn't the most apt people to be talking about this. But, like, he asked about, like, OnlyFans. I'm like, I don't, like, he's like, would you consider that porn? I'm like, I don't consider it anything other than banking money off of your body. Like, hey, if you have a body worth getting money for, do whatever the hell makes you happy. Like, if I had a body I could get money off of, you better believe a shirt would never be on me. Sadly, I have a body built by potatoes and bread. A shirt is constantly upon me.
I joke with my friends about how I'm always going to make an OnlyFans, but honestly, my pride, I think it would hurt my pride more than anything. Like, I'm like, oh, I got 2 followers, and it was you guys. Like, my feelings would be so hurt. Like, too sensitive for that.
I don't know if that's ego hurt or just terrified, Trista. All right, my only fans are people from high school.
exactly. But it'd be like the girls, it'd be like Treva, and, you know.
But Treva's so super supportive, so, I mean, that'd be good anyways. Okay, well, I was just curious, because it was the dog the dog picture, the dog with like had the bandana on and like you had the koozie. I was like, it kind of seems like she's trying to like, is she trying to sell me something? Should I? Am I being subliminally messaged right now?
Honestly, so I saw a TikTok, and it's just a small business that I ordered from, and I had intention to like do like a nice photo shoot. Like when I say nice photo shoot, it would just be me and my self timer per usual. But like I was gonna do some nice ones and tag that business in it, because she was like, tag us in it. Like I don't have photos of a lot of these, and yada yada yada. But I never did.
Aww,
I wanted to get a better picture of that bandana for her. So
that's fair. That's fair. So your TikTok, is that something? So you seem to have gotten into it quicker than I have. I know you probably still consider your TikTok a work in progress. Is that something you enjoy doing? Like I tried a couple. I'm like, man, I'm too old and. There's too much dancing on this damn thing for me to care.
The dancing part is what I like. Right. I am a little bit obsessive on TikTok. Like, I like to watch them and send them more so than make them, because I, too, am old. I'm like, why is this so hard? Like, but I feel like if I was younger, I'd probably get into it just like we, like, built our MySpace all the time. Like, I probably would have been better at it then. But I'm like, I don't know how to do this. Like, transitions are hard. How do they make it look so easy?
So, man, Trista, if you listen, I get it. Enneagram type one. All right, you've got this ingrained integrity in you, Trista. Do you realize potentially how easy you could make TikTok for you by just coming off as an attractive woman that maybe just doesn't know what she's doing?
Someone help me and tour.
I think that's what, so, like, when I'm, because I love sharing TikToks. I find some of the goofiest ones I can find and I laugh at them. And I send, and, like, some of them happen to just be old vines. I think I miss Vine more than I care about TikTok. So I'm sharing those. But, like, when you, like, swipe through and you see someone that's doing one of their live things, it's always, like, this bizarre, benign, weird shit that they're doing. And it seems like for the women that I scroll, because I don't really like the one guy I saw, he was like trying to smash a watermelon by putting rubber bands on it, and I was probably more terrified than I was like actually interested. And then that terrified shifted into an interest, like, well, is it gonna pop? Like, but like it seems like some of the girls that I've strolled on, women, whatever, that I've strolled onto, it's just like, one was just literally this woman standing there, and she's just like pointing at the follow button, and she's not making any sound. You hear like her air conditioner running in the background, and she's just wearing a top that might be just a little too loose.
Whoopsie.
So have you ever thought about that? Like, you have probably a good chance that you could really milk some of what life has blessed you with right now, but you would have to give up potentially however you feel about some moral integrity.
Yeah, that's a little dicey, because again, like I joke about the OnlyFans, like once it's out there, it's out there. And
so true.
You know, crying myself to sleep at night, I don't know.
Yeah, it's better to listen to Britney songs than become a Britney song, I guess.
I don't know, Britney songs are pretty enticing.
I mean, but she was so lucky, you thought, right? And then you kept listening to that song. But she cries. I mean, is there nothing, is there something missing in her life? Listen, I love turning songs into like actual conversations with people, and usually them not understanding what I'm doing. So I appreciate that you're willing to go into Britney with me, because I don't know.
I feel like that's something we've always related on. Like, even going back to junior high, I think of us just like singing Jay-Z and talking in rap lyrics on a normal basis.
Or like the weird like rivalries you got into with like Brett or Ricky. Like, there was always like
always
this weird aggressive
changing weird my MSN messenger status to a song lyric.
Oh, Trista, you've always been awesome. Oh my gosh, and Trista escorted you at homecoming. Oh my gosh. much. So good. So good. Back when I looked really dang good in suits. So while you have, while you've gracefully marched triumphantly into your 30s, looking like a PYT, I think is what they called it back in the 90s, right? I am so happy that I rolled into this whole notion of dad bods being a thing. Otherwise, I would just feel fat. So
everyone like, loves a dad bod. It's a thing.
I appreciate that because I'm like, I'll just do my upper body. I won't worry about anything else, and you know, we'll just roll with it because now I look like, well, he's not necessarily fat. He just has kids.
It's all about confidence, Chris. I don't think that I look any better, but my confidence has gone up as I've gotten older, and I care less about other people.
Trista, it's so terrifying that I can say, like, I mean, I guess people could argue, like, do I look better? No, I look better. Trista, I think for me, like, there's times I'll look at your pictures, I'm like, Jesus, like, did she just come out of the 2000s? Like, did Trista age at any point? Like... Maybe it's your filters. Maybe you're using blessed filters, Trista.
All the filters. All of them.
No, you're great, Trista. And listen, I don't know if I've ever said this, but you are good.
Thank you. Right here, right in the field.
Okay, so I want to talk about this because you made a TikTok about it, and it's something that I just think is hilarious. I mean, you've made a couple TikToks that I've thought are hilarious, but... You made one, it was, I think, it was like a stitch with a bachelorette or something like that. He was like,
oh my gosh,
getting all these different like proposals and stuff like that. And you did it in comparison to the DMs that you're receiving. And I've never actually, a couple of them I did look at, but I've never actually like stopped to look at all the DMs that you're receiving. But Trista, is it safe to say that you receive some horrific shit in your DMs?
Oh my God, I don't even... look at half of them anymore. Like, the DMs are a scary place.
They are. That's probably, I guess, the drawback of being an attractive woman, right? Is that you are going to have every length of the spectrum of male give you some kind of comment. And I don't know if there's necessarily a good comment, because, like, it seems like the ones that maybe start off good, I've seen enough, like, imager threads of where like it starts off good and then like you say, like you give that one response that isn't good and all of a sudden it's like, you bitch, and it's like, okay, well, all right.
I've gone from being the most beautiful person they've ever seen to the biggest bitch they've ever met without saying a word in under 2 hours. So
listen, men are terrifying.
They're the worst.
They really are. Like, I love myself, but I also know I'm not, like, verbally threatening people because they did not pay the attention I wanted. Like, so, I mean, yeah, no, it's rough out there, and I'm glad that you were able to have fun with it. But you are a fan of The Bachelorette and The Bachelor, right? All of that stuff?
Oh, yes, all of it.
Did I win?
Anything? I was wondering that too. I stopped looking because, you know, I like to win and I knew I was losing, so I didn't even go back and look. I think I came in last on the last one, so.
Oh my gosh, I'm now curious. And this, yeah, I'm totally not going to feel one way or the other about this, but with a total of 122 points, the winner of whomever this is, I forget the lady, the bachelorette that was.
Katie.
Of Katie's season is Chris Kegel. I beat Trevor by 6
Did
points.
Did you win?
I beat Trevor by 6
Look
points.
Look at you.
I know. Well, I cheated.
Sometimes
I'm sorry.
Just filling out the bracket. Oh, you cheated?
I cheated.
This is why we don't do like the Bachelor stuff brackets for money, because like there's so much stuff out there.
Yeah. So I filled it out first, but then a part of me was like, I'm tired of not winning. I feel like I'm always like super close on just like my random hunches. I feel like I do better with The Bachelor because I think it's a little bit easier to read a guy's mind because it's not super complicated.
You can just base off the pictures alone.
The Bachelorette was a little bit tougher because who I would have put at her choice at the end, I don't think necessarily would have been the final two I originally went with. I think I had, like, for the most part, leading up to the Final Four, I just filled out how I wanted to. But there was, like, some article online where, like, this guy who frequently releases leaks says that these people will be the final two. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I don't know why. And then, like, I read up about the one of the guys that he said would be the final. I'm like, okay, so he was in a previous season. Like, it does make sense. It would be very interesting TV to see him go further. And it seemed like maybe there's, like, some question marks about him. So, like, I could see how they would market that dramatically. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go with this. I'm going to roll with this. And then, like, he didn't give any answers to who the pick would be. But so I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go with the dramatic kind of shitball pick. And, like, hopefully he wins. And I think that's kind of how it went. So cool.
When I saw that you picked Justin, I was like, nobody in their right mind is going to pick Justin to win. Chris has some weird off-the-wall thing. I was so surprised he made it as far as he did.
So without knowing who he was, I think he was in like my all the way up into my group of six. And then at that point in time, I started looking at all the guys I had picked. I'm like, I don't even know how you differentiate these people. Like, they all are basically a vague similar build look type, and it's like, I don't, like, how do you separate this? So I was just like, I don't know, let's see if the internet has anything. And then I saw an article where, like, this guy's like throwing out stuff. I'm like, okay, well, then if he says these two will be at the bottom or will be the last two, then let me put those. I think he gave like the last three and then he like didn't clarify who he thought would win it. But like, again, there was just something about someone that had been in a previous season. It's like, that's just too good of a reality show to not want to like really play up. Like, why even have him in there if he's not going to make a run?
Right. Well, I can't believe you cheated. An Enneagram one would never, Chris. That's, we would never cheat on a bracket.
Well, I'm a Capricorn. I don't know what that means. So suck it. And to be fair, I think I still would have got at least up in the top half of that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so just randomly good at throwing darts at a board. There was one time I think I got second or third in one of the leagues, and I think I was leading like when one of the weeks, and I was like, and I'm going to win this thing, and I'm going to feel super proud about that. Like, that's going to be the highlight of my day.
I'll start getting you in and out because we do like a Big Brother bracket and sometimes Survivor Challenge, like anything we can make a bracket out of, like we're putting a bracket in.
I do love the bracket stuff. It's just, I don't care for any of these shows you keep talking about.
You want to win. You want to win always.
Selfishly, I like to win. Like, but I don't care for the shows themselves all that much.
Not enough trash television in your life, Chris.
I do, but my trash television kind of ends up on like the TLC side of things.
I do love a good TLC trash.
Like, I got invested more than I thought I would with like some Sister Wives, like the original Sister Wives, not Escaping Sister Wives, even though that whole Escaping Sister Wives series also kind of got my attention because that bit more spicy with the drama and like the creepy trucks and like a whole town that's basically just this cult. And I'm like, all right, I'm ready.
I didn't get into that one. I feel like I need to.
I mean, I just, would you do any of those? Like, would you do like a, what is it? 90 Day Fiancé type show? Would you ever?
Oh my God. No. Hard pass. I mean, I love to watch it, but do not put me on there. Please God, no.
I love the love at first sight. Now there's like naked love. It's just like, you meet each other.
Oh yeah,
nude.
I saw that. Like, no, thank you. I mean, I'm going to watch it, but like.
Listen, if you're agreeing to that, you're not going in there looking for love. You're looking for something else, and you'll probably find it. And hey, kudos to you.
I say all this now, but like, I mean, desperate times call for desperate measures. Ask me again in a year. I may be on there.
I mean, you might be a good visa wife. You might help. You might help a poor person get into America, and then like realize that they're just using you, and like the love's not there. But I mean, isn't that truly what marriage is about anyway?
I think so. I think it is.
One day waking up and thinking, well, the love isn't here. And maybe it never was. It's time to split up. Trista, we're about at time. And I don't want to keep you too long. Do you have any questions for me or anything that you want to talk about that maybe we didn't get a chance to talk about this time?
I did have a fun fact to tell you. It made me think of you today, and I thought it was so serendipitous that I knew I was going to be talking to you tonight. So I listened to one of the Ringer podcasts, The Rewatchables, and today they did Hardball. And so they talked about G-Baby and stuff, and I was like, oh, C-Baby, C-Baby, like taking it old school. But did you know that September 14th, that movie will be 20 years old? It made me feel real old when I heard that.
Oh man, I feel like I'd be terrified looking to see like if any like members of that cast are dead. Like, it's so tragic.
Well, you know, Michael B. Jordan is in there.
Michael B. Jordan is in that?
Yeah, he's one of the kids.
Michael B. Jordan is just—he's so great. Like, man, I feel like if I had to like describe like a celebrity crush, and I had to do it from like a male list. It'd be like Ryan Reynolds, Christopher Pratt, Michael B. Jordan, and then just to give me a fourth one, Rob McElhenney, now that he's like super buff. I love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, so I've always loved his character. And now that he's like this super ripped dude, and like it's now him and Ryan Reynolds, I think him and Ryan Reynolds becoming better friends has like elevated him into my male celebrity crush list. But yeah, no, Michael B. Jordan, he is just a beautiful person.
I don't disagree.
And then I like Chris Pratt because he was fat and funny and like, like sure he got good looking all like, but I mean I still think of the days when he was a little husky and just funny. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, you know what? I like that Chris Pratt. I miss that Chris Pratt. Me and that Chris Pratt might have been friends and had a burger together because I don't think he eats meat and or bread at this point in time in his life.
That is not the life to live.
Yeah, no, he had to cut out drinking beer to get Guardians of the Galaxy ripped. And I don't even drink beer, and I feel like I need to cut it out of my diet. And maybe that'll help.
Don't make me cut out the beer or the cheese fries, because it's not going to happen.
Oh, cheese fries. What's your favorite? Is cheese fries your favorite go-to, like, just awful meal? Like, what's your most awful treat
cheese
yourself?
Cheese fries, for sure.
Where from?
Always cheese fries. I really like JJ's cheese fries. They have really good cheese fries, but really cheese fries from anywhere. As long as a French fry in general is going to make me happy.
Again, a body made by potatoes and bread and breading and fried. So I feel like, are you a beer drinker?
Yes.
Yeah, I've always thought that. So I'm not a big beer drinker. I'm not really a big drinker. But I will crush the crap out of some Long Island iced teas or mojitos. So I'm kind I'm kind of a fancy skank. So you like beer? Like, what's your go to? Give me the levels of Trista's beers. Like, what do you go to for like sit down, casual, enjoyable? What do you go if it's party time? What do you like? What are your beers of choice?
Oh well, if I'm drinking beer, it's always party time. Like, that's my go to. Like, I'm not really necessarily a casual beer drinker. Like, if I'm going to casually drink, it's going to be a glass of, like, red wine or, like, a glass of whiskey. But if it's beer, like, if I'm going to tailgate all day, it's beer all day. And I'm just a light beer because my belly gets full fast.
True. I've never been a heavy beer. Listen, I agree. Beer is not for enjoying. Beer is because you are on a mission. There's a mission.
I have a level that I am trying to reach.
There's a mission out there, and I can't get too sloppy too quick, so I can't do the liquors. So give me beer. Let me pace myself with the old beer.
Right.
And you know, again, I'm not a big beer drinker, but when the time comes, a part of me, my kindred spiritness with my father, Rusty, he comes out, and I'm able to drink plenty. Plenty of beer to the point that I'm like, you know what? I could probably drive. I shouldn't, and I don't.
Ooh.
But I'm just saying, there's a part of me. It's like Rusty Brain.
Luckily,
like,
there's Ubers now.
There's Ubers now. Oh my gosh, kids these days. Back in my college days, you had to just text a friend and see if they could come pick you up.
I was literally talking about that the other day. I was like, I could just call an Uber. I don't have to like guess who's sober tonight.
I was in the back of a lot of pickup truck beds, like hoping to God I didn't, one, fly out. I don't think that's a true fear, but two, that they didn't get stopped by a cop. Because while they may not go to jail, I feel like the asshole lying down in the bed of the truck. Probably a pretty prime target. Well, Trista, I appreciate you taking the time and chatting with me. I hope you had some fun reminiscing and talking about yourself.
Always.
All right. Bye, Trista.
Bye, Chris.